Well, thanks very much again for the welcome. It's always great to come and talk to you. I will say my little anecdote. And many years ago, when Sam's was still Sam's, and I was being interviewed by Bob Lunt, you may know that name, who did a lot of the publicity for Sam's. He was interviewing me for the prayer tape. I don't think they have those anymore. So so we kind of talked and talked and said, this is the lady who can talk the hind leg of a llama. So we chatted and chatted, and he asked me questions, and as you say, I went on and on. And the end of the day, said, the llama's still standing. So be warned. So, but it's great. There's so much going on. I'm a very busy person. I always wonder when I come back how they can manage without me, but they do. And I think that's a great testimony of people's prayers and just working together. I like working with people, and it's great to 14 years later, and just to see how God has done such great, amazing things. And just carrying on for the next thing. So this is our dais and shield. And let's have the next slide. And we'll see. Yeah. So this is my area, the shantytown, and growing and growing. Recently, we had quite a lot of, there was some empty ground. We weren't really sure who owned it. So people kind of invaded it with like plastic and bits of wood. And then the police came along and kind of pulled them off and tear gas. And I went up to church one day, and all the buses were going a different way. And I suddenly, all of us in the bus got overcome by the tear gas, and it was really terrible. So there is still that great fight for every inch of land up there. It's very precarious, but even if you have to put your tent like this, they will pitch their land. The population is growing. As I said, Peru is 5 times larger than England. It's about a population of 28, 29 million, and over a third of those people live in the capital city, most of which is like this terrain, shantytown. Shantytown started probably about 25, 30 years ago when people came down into from the hillsides from terrorism and started invading all the land around the very nice posh parts of Lima. So all around the periphery, Lima goes out and out and out, and people living daily hand to mouth, most of them up in the hillsides. Next slide, please. So the children's work continues. This is me with some of the Sunday school. Next one. They love doing little masks and making things. And this is some dancing we were doing. And we still write some of the Sunday school materials. And feel very much, as I said earlier, you know, the children, it's worth investing in the children, because I've seen so many of them grow up to become leaders. We also see many of them going off, of course, when it comes to adolescent and teenagers. But it's worth it for those ones that are going to go on carrying on the work of being leaders. Yeah, next one, please. So we started this group about the new teenage group probably earlier in the year. This is our summer. And we went out on outings and did fun things together. And then about 3 weeks ago, they actually started Youth at Alpha on a Saturday evening. So remember the young people in this group. Next one. And also remember, this is Deacon Marco there with the guitar in the middle in Shalom. So he's been ordained 3 years now as deacon. So we worked together for the last 3 years. It was one of those things. After my last home leave 3 years ago, I got back, and one of the first things I went to was an ordination service of some new deacons, and it was announced at the ordination service, and Marco's going to be deacon in Jesus and Nazareno. And I, you know, because I'd been away, I didn't know anything about it. And the people said, "Are you leaving us?" I said, "I don't think so." So we're working together, and it's good to be good to, it's, for one day, it's good to have a man to work with you, but it is sometimes difficult as well. Because he has a family as well. His family are not living near us. So again, it's difficult for him to come backwards and forwards. But I say great that he's there able to work with the men and with the music group as well. So that's just some of our Shalom meeting. Next one, please. And there's another couple. This is an amazing couple, really. Etelvina, my right-hand lady. And really just seen her grow and come along with the Lord greatly the last many years. I don't know what I'd do without her, really. She's just such a sensible, such a, you know, organized person. I don't know who she takes up. But I remember we pray on a Thursday evening, and every week, faithfully, she prayed for her husband, Faustine. I knew him. He was up there when I went to visit the house. And it happened like last year, at the beginning of the year, she wasn't very well, had some kind of liver problem. And she stopped coming to church, so she was at home. And then she started to come back to church, and he'd kind of follow her down the road to make sure she was all right, and sit at the back of the church just to make sure she was all right. And then next week he'd followed her, make sure she was all right. And then the next time he might get a bit further, and then And then suddenly he was at the front of the church sitting with her, you know. and then one week we had a meeting, a prayer meeting, and he came along to it. And he prayed, and I opened my eyes, and she was in tears, and I was in tears. And really, I think from that moment, it was just like he was just on the right, same page as us. And it's been so great to have them as a couple doing so much in the church. So please continue to pray for Etelvina and Faustine. Their daughter is one of the youth leaders. So again, God's got amazing things. And Faustine now he's just amazing. His faith is growing so strongly. I remember he was going to be away for the weekend, my last weekend. So he came to me on the Thursday, he came around on the Thursday evening to the prayer meeting, and we all prayed together. He prayed, and it was just lovely. And I just feel so happy for Etelvina, knowing that her husband now has come to faith. The next one, please. And this is not a very good picture, really. There's me looking a bit sloppy with the other. This is some of the youth leaders, and this is the only picture I could find of Santiago. It's a bit old photograph. So Santiago is the one in the other picture with the stripy shirt. He has been leading this new group of youth leaders. There was two of them, another guy called Jan, and then Jan's mother was in the States, and rather suddenly he had got his visa to go, and he had to go within like 2 weeks before he was 18. So Jan kind of went off, and Santiago said to me, I felt like, you know, I couldn't do it on my own, but God has mightily used that young man. So please continue to pray for Santiago in your prayers. He's just a man on fire for God, and he's done great things. Encourage those young people, giving them such great skills in leadership and strength in God. So just give thanks to him, really, and continue to pray for him. Next one, please. That's a more of the youth group. Yes, we'll carry on. Next one. This is so we now move. That's what's been happening in Nazareno, the youth, the marriage, the men and things. And now down in Shalom, which is the other church. And as I said, they were together to begin with in my ministry. And then we started the church separately in 2008 in Shalom. We had a building. So this is Luisa, who's my left-hand lady. So Etelvina is my right-hand lady. Luisa is my left-hand lady and leading the center in Shalom. She used to work in the Duck Project. I don't know if you remember, a long time ago in the diocese, there was a Duck Project. We grew ducks and shared the gospel via ducks, how to rear them. And Luisa was part of that team. But then she got caught up in this finding wheelchairs and doing things. And then very suddenly her son of 15 died of a brain tumor about 8 years ago, it is now. So just when we were kind of starting, and so she has really thrown herself, well, amazingly really, into ministry and being there every day at the centre. She lives in the building with me, and just faithfully serving and being an encouragement to those mothers that come in. And she's just got a servant heart. So just continue as well to pray for Luisa in the work. Next one, please. So Shalom is a centre for children with disabilities. Our main disabilities we work with are cerebral palsy, autism, Down syndrome, and learning difficulties, general cognitive development problems. Some children haven't got diagnosis. Some children have other things that we're not quite so sure about. So it's a varied task. We have a team of five people working, five professionals working in Shalom. This is them working together. So we meet on a Friday evening to do clinic reviews and things like that. And the doctor standing there is a doctor from SAMS USA. And he's leaving, unfortunately, at the end of this year. He's been very good. He meets all the new children, gives them a kind of health once over, suggests what they should be doing through their own local doctors, and really trying to guide people in the right direction to get good diagnosis, good medication, and good dietary control, so that they can then really, the children are much better and are able to do their therapies and progress. Next one, please. And so the lady in the red thing is Patty, who's made the stoles. She's a young lady that came to us about a year ago. She's a friend of the lady who makes the feather cards. She has got some slight learning difficulties and other issues, but she has got stuck in making the stoles. And that's just a few of us gathered in Shalom. That's Felicity who makes the stoles and makes the feather card, sitting in the wheelchair in the other picture. Next one, please. And we've been doing a lot of art and craft. As I say, I was an art and craft teacher. So we've got a big workshop. We can do art and activities with the young adults with learning difficulties. And we've just entered our competitions, national competitions for disabled. I don't think we've won anything, but it was great fun doing the painting, sending them off and looking at the exhibition. So it's great that they can be involved in normal things. Next one, please. And the order of Christmas tableau. We always have fun and games. So the next thing we come to has been the major thing on my list this year. The building. This is the building when we first purchased it. Two-story. Not very ideal, but in quite a good location. It was ours, and we had more space. And when we first bought it, there was an idea of knocking it down, building it up again, but I didn't have the money. And so we just moved into the building, and we used it for like four years. And then we now have today, next one, please, this super-duper building, which is 3.5 stories. We've got three at the front, and then the back's got another story at the back, and a nice roof area. So it's been, there was one time that I thought we'd never start building, another time I never thought we'd never get finished, and many, many struggles along the way. And it was hard being the building manager. I felt I wasn't able to have the time I needed for pastoral things, so a lot of things got left along the wayside. But as you can see, things carried on anyway, despite my busyness, despite the frustrations in the town hall and things going on. I didn't get permission for the building. It got approved, but I haven't got the actual piece of paper. And the engineer was actually very surprised that nobody came to bother us while we were building. So they were very impressed by that. So let's have a look at the building and how it got started. So here we are, Shalom under the rubble. Shalom having a rebuild. So really, this is the first thing. We had to knock down an awful lot of old things. And really, for me, this is just like, you know, we had to knock out, like we're thinking about spiritual growth. Often there's things that we need to get rid of. You know, what's okay, what we can use what we've got, but you know, let's just start afresh. So we knocked through an awful lot of things. We found a lot of hidden things. There's, you know, a hidden column here, a hidden something, something else. So there are things below. We took out all these, the floor, and cleaned off the columns. Next one. And then put back in its place these new, great, big, huge steel things. We need a lot of steel in Peru because it's an earthquake zone. And I kept saying, do we need so much steel? You know, they were coming in the truckloads and they're all bending it and putting it together and putting it up and wrapping it round and like hundreds of columns, it seems like. And again, that was, I felt really was saying, you know, that you need to put something strong in this building. It's got to be built. We're building something strong. We're building something that's going to last. And we're building something that whatever comes its way can withstand. And that, for me, is a great message about what we're trying to build. I've had this song going in my mind, a very old song, for I'm building a people of power and I'm making a people of praise. And it's kind of thing, I've got to get over the hurdle of the building. We've done that. And now it's talking about building the God's kingdom. But it's like thinking about the building. We're building it on good, solid foundations of Christ and the message of salvation. I'm praying that now that Shalom building can be a beacon and be a strong witness for God in that community. Next one, please. And this is how we do roofing. We got all these like bits of wood. I think they're just like trunks, aren't they? Yeah, tree trunks. And you kind of prop a few up on a bit of brick or prop a few things up in. But they all kind of level off at the top so you can put your roofing rafters and then you put the bricks on. And again, this... No, can we just go back a minute? Sorry. And some of them lean to the left and some of them lean to the right and some of them are a bit shorter, some of them are a bit fatter. But they all are pointing and they're all level at the top. They know where they're going and they've come together to do something, to build, put something better on. I think sometimes, you know, we all want to have this, you know, I made a lot of the decisions, but again, I did it in consultation. And I think that's so important when you're building God's kingdom that we have different opinions, we have different ideas of how we do it, but we need to get to that place together. We need to support each other so that what's built on top is unified and strong and level and solid. So that means, look, it's a bit chaotic. It's a bit like walking through a forest of very thin trees and very close together, but that's how they do it. And so that for me was, again, was when I walked through that, I think, well, this is a bit, looks a bit precarious. But actually, because each one was supported, each one knew what it was doing and it was right and the angle was correct, it worked perfectly well. And again, that for me was so important that we need to be doing things together as God's community to build things that are going to be built to last. Next one, please. Again, building the stairs, nice big wide stairs that people can go up. You put a wire brace through and then the platform, then just tip concrete down it. Sorry, I don't know if we've got any builders here. So again, just an analogy of like we're making things to go up. So people are going up, knowing more about the Lord, and building something strong to last. Next one, please. And I've got our old mixing out, so we're doing the roof. piling up the concrete up to the next story. Next one, please. And there we are, halfway through, building the next floor. Next one. New walls. Next one. That's actually in my bathroom. They're all in my bathroom. There's a finished version on the table. And they'd forgot to put the window in. So they were just measuring it up. But the importance of, you know. So this is the engineer with the hat on and his daughter, who's the architect. So it was good. I had some good conversations with her. She disappeared a bit when the building was finished, and I wanted to ask her a few things. But they were great working with her and with her father. Next one, please. And this is, again, we had quite a lot of iron doors and iron windows in the previous building. So they were kind of chopped up and redone and reused for some of the fixtures and fittings into the new building. I like recycling. And again, it's no, that's, no, sorry, carry on, yep. And that's the outside, putting in the new ramp, putting in, we've now got railings outside. And about the time we were finishing the building, the street got together and decided to put gates at the end of our block. So that's more secure now as well. So one end is closed off and the other end opened and then closes at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock at night. So it, for security purposes, it's very secure. I feel very safe living there. So this is our ramp to make it accessible to all those that come in. Next one, please. This is Felicita, who makes the feathered cards and looking longingly to be able to get up the stairs. And next to her, the empty lift shaft. Please pray for Señor Cesar Ramirez, that he would come soon and fit the lift. It's been rather long and painful. And it's been such a shame that all the plans we had to start doing all this new adult therapy, because we put the physical therapy on the first floor, because it's a bigger room and it's a lighter room, knowing that we would have the lift. So we haven't actually started the adult therapy yet. And I asked the physical therapist who wanted to work down, says, you know, I like my room. So pray that soon Felicita and all our other friends can get up the floor, next floor, to have their therapy. Next one, please. This is our great roof area. We've got little roof benches. We've actually roofed this part here, just this part towards me, because it was raining so much that the water was running down the lift shaft. The lever wasn't quite right on the roof. But that's our and I hope we can play a video soon to actually show you the view from that roof, because it is an amazing place. When it was nice and sunny, I had my prayer time up there, because you can just look out over the shanty town, and it's just an inspiration, really, to pray for that community. Next one. So this is the bishop and the dancers on the day of the inauguration, along with one of our other priests. And that's actually on the front cover of the Latin prayer point. So if you want one of those booklets, they're on the table. They're free. We were praying today for me, but this week we're praying for the whole of Peru. So do pick one of those up and join us in prayer. Next one, please. And this is the local mayor, again, with the dancers, and that's part of our downstairs area. Try to keep the ground floor as open as possible so that when we all meet together with all the children, we don't have to rent other premises, or we don't have to put something else in the street. So next one, please. And that's me again with the local mayor and two other friends. I'm part of a local government disability network, which has been really good in terms of lifting Shalom and the Anglican Church's work with the disabled in the profile of the local government. So again, thanks. I'm grateful for that kind of link as well. Next one, please. And this is a group of our ladies. We've got Jenny, Gladys, me and Felicita, and then a few other people around. And we've got a lot of adults that are coming to church on a Sunday. And again, hopefully we can start therapy with them soon. Next one, please. So that's the hillside and reaching out with God's love to these people. God has done amazing things. There are many more people that I could show you pictures of. And I went through my photos, I said, which one do I choose? And it's amazing, really. And sometimes it's difficult, because I'm there every day, you kind of forget what's happened. And even when I think, oh, that happened. So I hope I can show you some of the videos. Is that all right, Robin? Just have the last slide. Oh, that's it. That's all right. That's fine. That was the last one. So it's been, as I said, it's been a bit difficult with all the kind of red tape and all the bureaucracy. It's taken a long time. One thing that I was very annoyed about, was that thinking that we would build, we moved out of our old premises and we moved across the road. and we moved out 9 months too soon. So we were living in a, we were working in a very small, tight-knit building, just on one floor with a few rooms, and there was Shalom empty. And I just, every time I walked up the road, I was thinking, oh dear, why did we move out so soon, you know? But in the end, once we started building, it was fine. So let's just have a look at this roof on the top. Is there no sound? Oh, sorry.
Here and do activities. But the main thing that's so wonderful about this is just the panoramic view we get from the both sides. We'll just do a... So here we have the shantytown, buildings of our neighbours. Some very low, some very high, some finished, some prefabricated. Looking, you see the mist in the distance, that's our street, someone just coming in a motor taxi. That white building ahead, straight ahead of you in the middle of the frame is where we used to be working on the first floor. That's where we rented, so it was very handy and very nearby. That's looking towards the sea, though it's very misty today. Again, looking out over the shanty towns and up onto the hillsides. Filled with many dwellings. And there's a statue of Christ on our nearby hill. And the lights just coming on as it's about 5:30. And it will get dark in about 30 minutes or so. So zoom back in again, there's the shanty towns. And we come along the other side of our building. Put up the bunting for Saturday, Sunday. There's some bunting that we made some time ago. And here we look into the hills. Again, it's not a very clear afternoon. I don't think we can make out really. There's more hills at the background there with more houses. Gone. And the other end of our street. I think you can get a picture of what it's like here in the shanty towns. And so it's great to have this lovely building, which is probably one of the best buildings in this neighbourhood. And built for the purpose of bringing people to know Christ and to know his love for them and to be accepted as their disabilities and to help children. And another rather tall water tower at the top. This is our new building, first floor, second floor, third floor, and the roof area. And this is our the local dogs, which are many, and the neighbours. Dogs on the stairs, motor taxi, that's looking towards the main road, and then going the other way, looking towards the other hills. And the shanty towns of Lima Peru. Shalom. And Luisa's very busy in the garden, getting the plants looking nice. And inside, we've got people helping us.
otherwise we'd get roped into dancing. This is now our physical therapist, Carlos, working with Jesus. He's just been two, little boy, and he comes to therapy twice a week. So he's just trying to get him to lift himself up on his hands and increase his muscle tone. So Carlos is the one that's going out also into the community. So he works with every afternoon, and then Friday mornings he goes up to the hills to work with some children.
Flojo.
I'd hope to string them together, but I think I hope that gives you a little bit of flavour of things that are going on. There's so much more that we could show, but if you've got any questions now or later, or don't mind, any questions now or anything else anyone would like to clarification on, I'm very happy to receive. There is very limited opportunities, really. There is one group nearby that we have like little packets of spices, like oregano and different things like that. So some adults do go and pack things. Again, there's a disability law that says that every business should employ a certain percentage of people with disabilities, but they would rather pay the fine than have people with disabilities working. And there is the local government, the town hall, does employ people in wheelchairs and people with learning difficulties as well, and that's really good, and they've now just all got their lift installed as well, so that's great, but it's very limited, really, and that's why the people that make the things, like the crosses we make, the cards, or the I bring here helps them make money, but in a general, not really, not very much. I mean, one young lad, Junior, his mum buys black plastic bags and he goes around selling them. But that's about basically buying, selling, but it's not all of them can. He manages now the money. He knows they've got to give him one sol and they have to pay him. So that's very good, but very limited, unfortunately. Yeah, it is a very great shame. Yeah. So again, hopefully we can change some of that. Yeah. Yeah, it's very good. And when the water did go off, we had all the neighbours coming along with their buckets. So again, we can offer a great service in water when the water stops. We also have a big cistern underneath. So we're really well off for water at the moment. Oh, yeah. We have about, on a regular basis, there's 74 that come every week. Come once a week, twice a week, do two specialities or four. But then there's probably about another 40 or more children that don't actually come to the centre, but they're part of our family. And we've got many others as well. That's just the children. We've got quite a lot of adults as well that we know. And also when I go back in November, we've got another medical mission for the disabled. And so again, that's a great opportunity for Shalom to open its doors to the whole community. And a team from the States come down to bring in wheelchairs, walkers, frames, sticks, back supports, anything you like. So that, again, is a time when we can share with them in that situation, pray with many of them. All the team that come are Christians. So, again, that's a great help to us to sort of broaden the horizons for Shalom and get to know some more people in the community. There's a very nice chap called Rolando, and he's an amputee because of diabetes, and I often see him up and down the road, and he often pops in on a Thursday afternoon for Bible study, and so he needs new crutches because he walks everywhere on his crutches, and so he said they've run out. When they're coming, I need new crutches. So that's a great service that we can actually have to provide things that people wouldn't be able to have from the national health.